Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David in Buffalo. I really don't.
What's up, Pharrell? How you doing tonight,
man? I'm miserable.
A couple things, man. I want to jump in. Just driving, listening to the show tonight. Love it. Couple things I was going to say, though. First off, about the Bills. I love the game plan on Sunday. They got to keep running the football, man. That's what this comes down to. This team's going to go anywhere, run the ball, and then, you know, have Allen throw it about 30 times, you know, if they want to win. The other point I want to make is about the Sabres. The Sabres have been playing like crap for a few weeks now. Mike Babcock's available. What do you think about this team making an offer to him? Because you know what? I feel like this team's going absolutely nowhere. They've sucked for years. Why not give him an offer that he can't resist? What do you think, man?
Well, I actually don't follow that thinking because they just hired their coach, and I don't believe that. I think Mike Babcock, he's made a boatload of money, and he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid out. They owe him so much money, your head would spin. And let me tell you something. He doesn't need to work for 5 years he's going to have so much money. He'll never have to work another day in his life. So why would he, honestly, I'll be honest with you, why would he want to be the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres? I mean, I'm serious. That would be, that to him, an insult, because he has coached the Detroit Red Wings to Stanley Cup glory, and he went to Toronto, one of the most, you know, profitable franchises in sports, and Anaheim, and what did he do there, win the cup?
He started in Anaheim. He went to the finals. He didn't win. He lost
okay.
to the Devils.
So he has had three really good jobs. And I think you're going to have to, literally, I actually believe, Carver, you're going to have to pry him out of his house to get another NHL coaching job.
Well, here's the other problem, too. He's got a couple years left on the deal, so are you picking up the tab on the $6.5 million that he gets paid a year? No, you're not. And here's the other thing with Buffalo. They just hired Kruger. They love him up there. They started great again like last year. I know they haven't played well the last couple weeks. You're not firing a guy 6 weeks into his tenure as the head coach.
No way.
You're just not doing it. And
because they'll be paying him.
And also, there was talk when Babcock went to Toronto that he kind of stuck it to Buffalo and used them to get the price up because they were trying to hire him at the same time. So now you want him to go back after, you know, allegedly screwed him back in the day, and now you want him to go be the coach and throw the guy out
right.
after 6 weeks? It's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's just not. Where's he going to end up? He could coach again next year. I mean, find a team that's willing to pick up the tab. I'm sure the Rangers are willing. If Quinn has a bad year, you want to pick up the tab? Rangers love spending money. Maybe they would do it. Who knows? But he's, like you said, he's got more money than God right now from coaching the Toronto Maple Leafs.
He doesn't need to do anything.
He doesn't.
I actually believe his next job will be as a front office suit.
And
power.
And here's another thing. Hasn't the bloom, like, come off the rose a little bit with him? Because ever since that night that the Penguins beat him at the Joe for that cup, you want to know what he's done?
2009.
Zero.
In game
okay?
seven.
He's made the playoffs every year but one, and in almost all those years he lost in the first round. Okay?
Right.
That includes Detroit, the last few years there, and since he's been in Toronto.
He did nothing in Toronto.
And I'm not saying
nothing.
He's a bad coach, okay? I'm not saying that.
He was a
but
good
he's,
coach.
But he's not the god that
anymore.
Some people make him out to
I
be.
I like the way you put it. The rose, the shine, or whatever you said.
Right. The bloom's off the rose.
Right, there right. you go. That's exactly what's happened to him. He just don't matter anymore. But he's got all that money.
He's got a lot of it.
How do you feel about him being a GM or a president of a team?
I mean, I'm sure that will eventually come to pass. I think you'll see him lay low for the next year, year and a half. Once that price tag gets a little bit less that – you'd have to pay whatever the deal is.
I don't even think he likes media. I don't think he wants a TV job.
No, he's not that type of guy
no.
either.
I think he's just either a lot of money coaching, which I actually don't even see it. I don't see him coaching again.
You know
I see
what he'll
him being
do?
A
he'll
suit.
Go. He'll go coach. You know, Canada in the worlds, and he'll go coach.
Whatever.
I mean, he'll do that
there
stuff.
There we go.
He'll do that stuff.
He ain't Trotz.
He ain't the best coach in the NHL.
Here we go. Gonna go coach the Canadian team to glory, huh? My ass, he did such a great
well,
job up
that
in
was
Canada.
His other, that was his other big claim to fame. He got those, all those gold medals for Team Canada when they were still sending the pros to the Olympics in 14. And in,
oh, he had so much to do with that. With that lineup, could have beaten any team on earth.
Well, that's what the exactly.
Without a coach.
But they bought into his system.
Oh, shut the Pharrell up. Shut
Two-week
up.
Tournament,
shut
they
up.
Bought into his system.
Please, my ass. That team was so loaded, they made the Russian Red Army look bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.